the organ. Mm-hmm. And I was told many times that I was handed to the preacher to rock while she played the organ. Then when he was preaching, he'd hand me back to my mother. So, you know, that was quite primitive. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it takes a Bachelor of Music to even get an organ job. But mm-hmm. I'm sure my mother never saw a Bachelor of Music degree.
Mm-hmm. Well, that shortly we'll ask you a little bit more about your mother's background. But before we do, we'd like to know a little bit more about your educational background. Now, can you tell me how much schooling you completed? And
mm-hmm. I finished high school. Do you want the years or just?
No, I don't really have to know that.
I finished high school, and then I went to college and went to a music school. I guess we refer to it really of the Cincinnati Conservatory of the West. It's Bethany College, Lindsborg, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
a Swedish community, Norwegian and uh-huh. Swedish community. And the history behind the little town, Lindsborg, Kansas, was this group of Norwegians migrated to this, migrated,
yeah.
to this country in search of their own culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, consequently, they brought a culture of music, a culture of an organ, which included organ, voice, piano, elementary music education, and they had an academic course.
Mm-hmm.
Now the college is quite famous because
mm-hmm.
I went back to attend my college 50th anniversary just this year.
Is that right?
And got to meet the King of Sweden,
oh.
who was over here to celebrate our bicentennial.
Uh-huh.
Very handsome man.
Then
I first got my diploma, and then I went back and got my Bachelor of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of summers later, I went to Chicago and studied music privately.
Mm-hmm.
And
Did you have plans to be a professional musician or?
No, I really was a parlor luxury. I had a sister, and my mother, you know, had the old-fashioned idea that women should be in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So we were both reared to be parlor luxuries, but the circumstances was either work or starve, and I'd rather be a hard-working girl than a starved-out parlor luxury. So that's how I entered the field of
uh-huh.
teaching. And I was able, really, I was so lucky, because I was able to use my music background in teaching public school music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a miss.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, those years that you spent in college and in Chicago doing
mm-hmm.
music training, how many years altogether was that?
Oh, goodness gracious. It was rather sporadic.
Wasn't all at one time.
Uh-huh. But I'd say I got my Bachelor of Music in 3.5 years, and I guess all told, I even went to Kingsville A&I.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to refreshen
mm-hmm.
my course. And I guess, I don't know what you want to do. Do you want the number of years?
I'm really interested in is we need to establish how many years you've actually spent out of the state.
3.5 years, and then I'd say another year in Kingsville. That was in this state, though.
No, yes. I don't think Kingsville
right.
really constitutes.
Right.
You were probably living here in Corpus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about how many years have you spent living elsewhere where you would have, you know, been separated from the culture?
Well, my periods in Chicago and at Northwestern University was just during the summer months.
Summer months.
So I'd say I was away 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Well, that's what we need to establish then. The next category here is the your contacts here in Corpus. Are they mainly through clubs or through work or churches or the people that you associate with?
Now, you just sort of want a resume of my life.